Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi remains optimistic about getting what she calls a robust public option.
We will have a public option in our legislation to keep the insurance companies honest and to provide real competition.
But Pelosi acknowledged this about a robust public option.
It's not the only way to go.
Meantime, there continues to be near unanimous Republican opposition to Democratic health insurance reform plans in the House and the Senate. Minnesota Republican Congressman John Klein.
Despite continued calls for me and my Republican colleagues for a bipartisan approach that expands access to affordable health care to all Americans, the majority party insists on engaging in closed-door meetings that ignore the input of a significant proportion of Congress.
Klein insisted that Democratic health care reform plans will have a devastating impact on small businesses across the U.S.
The number of failed banks in a single year has passed the 100 mark for the first time since 1992. Regulators announced the takeover of 7 banks at the close of business on Friday. The number now stands at 106 banks that have had their assets seized and reassigned to a healthier bank since the beginning of the year. I'm Greg Moore. That's news from the Information Radio Network.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Deborah Ray. And Deborah has her own radio program she does along with Sharon Hughes called Woman Talk, and then of course she's written several books which we carry and which we recommend: the ABCs of Globalism, the ABCs of Culturalism. And people need to understand that there really is another force out there. It took me a long time to figure out what it was, but there is a spiritual dimension. There are people who worship a different god. They control the financial system of this country. They control many of our major corporations. They're certainly working within the highest echelons of our government and our educational system. And nobody will talk about it. Our churches certainly won't talk about it. But unless you understand the spiritual dimension of what's going on, nothing makes sense. Hi, Deborah. How are you doing?
Well, hello, Dr. Stan. I'm doing well. Nice to be with you again.
Well, Sydney, you've written about this, the spiritual dimension. Well, you've written all sorts of things in your ABCs of Globalism, but isn't this spiritual agenda one of the major driving forces behind globalism?
Yes, indeed. The spiritual is the major concern that I have about globalism. We have a historical dimension that we can measure, but there's a spiritual dimension that not everybody's in tune with, and that, of course, has the greatest consequence for us as a nation and individually for our spiritual lives and eternity, for that matter.
Well, why aren't people aware of it? I mean, how could you have something this massive, this all-encompassing world movement that's destroying every aspect of our lives? Certainly, as we look around and we find out they're destroying our agriculture here in California. They've shut off the water, the Central Valley, and the breadbasket of America is lying fallow. The fields are empty. The soil is parched, and they've just simply intentionally destroyed it. Certainly, they're destroying our businesses, they're destroying our fishing industry, they're tearing down our dams, they're restricting our ability to get use have electricity and going to raise the price. They've already doubled it in many areas. Certainly, the financial industry, banks are closing, most of our banks are already bankrupt. General Motors has become Government Motors, and they're shifting their center of operation to other countries. The housing industry is bad. Industry is moving overseas. Jobs are moving overseas. They've destroyed our lumber industry, our medical industry, our mining industry. The newspapers are closing down across America. The oil, we're not allowed to drill for oil offshore. The Arctic Wildlife Reserve. The pension funds are bankrupt, and none of these things happen by accident. The railway lines are having real trouble. The trucking transportation is having real trouble. And the average individual looks at can't just put it all together. This isn't happening by accident. Happening by intent. They intend to destroy this country. How can they get away with it without somebody pointing out what's going on? This is all carefully coordinated, designed to destroy America.
Absolutely. There's a new mindset, a proper mindset that's been established, and it really is in the form of political correctness or postmodernism. And what our people are being led to believe is that private property is impossible, free enterprise is nothing but exploitation, technology is an abomination against nature, and Western culture is as the root of all evil. So when people come into this mindset, they buy into the revisionism of history, the rewritten history, to ignore Western culture and then to play upon motivations of guilt and fear to establish a new order out of chaos. So people are being controlled not only mentally but spiritually with the introduction of a new religious order or neo-pantheistic syncretism, which is just a reviving of the ancient mysteries that presumes that all life is God, and we therefore have the spark of the divine within each one of us. Therefore, we become the center of the universe, so to speak. So universalism, humanism, and Eastern philosophies silence the voice of biblical Christianity, and it just opens the floodgates for deception, and people buy right into the whole peace movement, the peace bait movement, so that they are crying, as it were, for world law. They're crying for the breakdown of national sovereignty and for the uniting of the peoples of the world into a global village, into a cosmic community of sorts.
And people don't understand it's all been done intentionally. They create the problem because they already have the solution. Actually, the words "working men of the world unite," that was, of course, inscribed on Karl Marx's gravestone. That was how they ended the Communist Manifesto. If we just all unite and get together, why can't we all get together? The words of Rodney King, you know, who was a drug user and was a disreputable character, who they paid off, so they could undermine the police force in Los Angeles. Well, Sydney, you have written a wonderful book, The ABCs of Globalism. Why should every one of our listeners get that book?
Well, I think it's important to understand the terminology behind globalism. There are many specious terms that are being used that sound quite good. They sound as if it's something we would want to have. But in fact, there's an agenda behind those terms that is frighteningly anti-American, anti-Christian, anti-individual. For example, civil society. Now, doesn't that sound like a nice word, a nice concept? But really what it is UN accredited management behind sustainable development, which is a specious word for controlling populations and redistributing wealth. There are all sorts of terms like that that I address in my book that help us to understand what it is that is being promulgated not only through the mainstream media, we're seeing these terms daily in the news, but also through the public education system, both of which are the perpetrators of this ideal. Abraham Lincoln said the philosophy in the classroom of one generation will be the philosophy of the government in the next. And I believe that in the restructuring of the public school system, this new mindset, this new acceptance of globalism, the new world order, is not only being taught, but it's also getting students ready to revolt. They are becoming products of the system to direct the global social revolution against national sovereignty, traditionalism, and capitalism.
Well, the problem is that most people really, of course, are unaware of the fact that there really are secret societies who operate through a number of front groups. And there are literally thousands of these front groups. And they all have a common slogan. I mean, think locally. I say think globally, but act locally. Think globally, but act locally. And they are. And they are the people who get onto your waterboard. And they are not there to solve the problem. They're there to make sure the problem doesn't get solved so that they can ration access to water. They're there to certainly maintain a constant situation of crisis. And until we understand they're there to disrupt a society, nothing's going to change.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and Chris, I guess this afternoon, Deborah Ray, who has her own radio program. And before we get back to Deborah's book on ABC's globalism, I wanted to comment on the fact that it was on Saturday that President Obama had issued a decree that the H1N1 flu epidemic is a national emergency. It's a national emergency. But, of course, they stress now, we don't want you to fear, we don't want you to panic. We don't want you to be scared. We just want you to smile and roll up your sleeve and take your vaccine shots. And this is going to solve all of our problems. Ladies and gentlemen, the flu is not our problem. It's a very mild flu. Almost no one has died of it. Your child of a healthy chance of a healthy child getting this flu is less than 1 in a million. Chances of a healthy individual getting this flu and dying is less than 1 in a million. Chances of being in the hospital are less, they say 20,000 people, almost 20,000 people have been hospitalized. We have 5,700 hospitals. That's less than 3 admissions for hospital. It's all a scam. It's all a gigantic propaganda campaign to get us to take a potentially harmful vaccine. Now, we don't know everything in there. We do know certain of the things that are there, and the one thing is thimerosal. And they want to give our children 2 shots of this unnecessary H1N1 vaccine and 2 shots of the regular swine flu vaccine, each one containing, and they want to give this starting at 6 months of age to our vulnerable children whose immune system doesn't work and it won't do any good until they're 2 years of old, and they know that. But they're going to give them 100 micrograms of thimerosal in simply a matter of just 21 days, which is toxic and will damage their immune system. It could damage it for life, will damage their minds, will damage their fertility. Why would they do something like that? I mean, why would anybody want to harm our children? Deborah, have you considered any of these things? Are you concerned about the H1N1 epidemic?
Well, I've got to say that there's been systematic legal drugging of millions of youngsters, and it didn't just start with this so-called epidemic. Millions of school-aged children are chemically restrained with psychotropic drugs for attention deficit disorder, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, oppositional defiance disorder for children 5 years of age and younger. And this is turning school-aged children into patients. And we have to ask the question, have too many children been medicated? And apparently this is the case. There isn't good reason for the amount of subduing of our youth that is happening out there. And, of course, As I know you've pointed out well, that fear is one of the tactics that is used to make people willing to sacrifice their own mindset, their own independence and individualism in order to come into another way of thinking about things and thereby submit to governmental authorities who would want to truly, the bottom line is to control every aspect of their lives.
In fact, it's really very interesting. If you read Sidney Bertrand Russell's book, The Impact of Science on Society, talking about the scientific dictatorship, he says, through the use of diet, injections, and injunctions, they will act in combination. Diet injections and injunctions will combine at a very early age to create this sort of situation, character and sort of beliefs that the authorities consider desirable, and any criticism of the powers that be will be psychologically impossible. That's the exact quotation from page 150 of Bertrand Russell's book. He was part of the elite that ran things. The book was written in 53. Certainly, there is an elite that ran things then, that are running things today, and they are poisoning our children. But why would any rational person want to destroy our children? We know that. We have the government documents that show it. The Simpson Wood report was available to Radio Liberty. Congressman Burton's report on the dangers of thimerosal showing the people of the CDC know they're poisoning our children. This is available now through Radio Liberty. So we know that they know what they're doing. They simply because they control the media. Why the average individual and parent doesn't know. But why would anybody want to destroy the life of a child? Most of these people with ADD and ADHD got this, whether they got it because of the aspartame that's in the drugs that will produce that disorder, or the mercury. We just don't see this sort of thing in Amish children or children that are not vaccinated or that eat good food rather than the poisoned food that they're getting through the regular channels, poisoned with aspartame, poisoned with MSG, poisoned with GMO food, and, of course, poisoned by the vaccines given by the doctors. Most of them don't even know that thimerosal is mercury.
Well, and this is the same government that opened the floodgates with the Roe versus Wade ruling and the new eugenics, which is birthed out of that ruling, partial birth abortion, live birth abortion, therapeutic abortion, infanticide, fetal tissue research, all of these things, selling baby parts, all of these show the disregard for life that that the government has initiated. And we, if you look at the statistics, the industrialized countries are below the population replacement level. And so the only populations that are really going to be able to replace themselves are China, India, and the Muslim communities, where they are encouraging procreation. So there's something very fishy going on in the whole population arena, for sure.
Well, of course, we had our Radio Liberty conference just yesterday. Ashley Moat was there, former member of the European Parliament. He read, of course, an analysis of what's going on in Europe, pointing that by 2050, the Muslims will be the majority in Europe because they're reproducing. The English, the Europeans are not. The same thing will be true in England, where, of course, then the Muslims will control simply by democratic vote. And the Muslim faith is not a religion. It is a political system that, of course, uses religion to control the people by fear, but a political system intent upon conquest. And certainly Europe will go without firing a shot. England will go without firing a shot, and it's only a matter of time before it happens here. The Muslims are coming here in large numbers. We are encouraging them, and we're bringing them in intentionally to lead to the disruption of our society, and people like Teddy Kennedy responsible for that, passing the legislation back in 1965 and said, oh, we can let all these Muslims in, and we'll change the demographics of our country. Teddy Kennedy was a very evil man who wanted to destroy America. But nobody has the courage to say it. After all, we shouldn't speak bad of the dead unless it's Joe McCarthy or a conservative or somebody who loves America. But you will eulogize Chris Hennedy Kennedy and Walter Cronkite, who once said, I never said anything true. I was never allowed to say anything true on the radio. And that's true. The most trusted man in America. Well, our telephone number 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Give us a call, our guest, Deborah Ray.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's DIGANET.net. DIGANET.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low-cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996, RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest is Deborah Ray, and we have Randy by me. We have George calling from Indiana. We'll be with George in just a minute. Before we go on, though, Deborah, would you like to get out your website and tell people how to listen to your programs?
Yes, indeed. We invite any of the listeners to go to womantalk.us, womantalk.us. And there they can access articles on some of the subjects we've addressed today and listen to radio programming that discusses the issues that are important to us.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to George, who's calling from Indiana. Again, our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791. Hi, George. You have a question or comment?
Yes, sir. Dr. Stan, if you see everything that they're doing, you guys named it all, the chemtrails, the GMO, the fluoride, the mercury. You know, it's all going to Gore, because Gore is claiming global warming, and they're actually treating the Earth to make it colder because they know we're going into an ice age, and they know that it'll kill a lot more people the colder they make it. So I see this as all a plan to lower our resistance to fight off infection and then make it absolutely miserably cold and then drive the prices completely up so you can't afford the heat.
Well, I think there's a lot of truth in that. I think, George, first of all, you have to understand we have moved from global warming to global cooling about 10 years ago. And so now they've changed it. They don't say it's global warming. It's climate change, and everybody knows climate change is caused by that poisonous gas, CO2. Sydney, what nobody tells you is that when you take these vaccinations, which are designed to trick the immune system, you lower your immunity. And this is why so often when people will take a flu shot, that they'll come down with the flu. Well, maybe it's not be the flu, but it'll be a cold, it'll be other infections, because most of the people don't get the flu, the cold, or not the regular type of flu at all. So, yes, they are destroying our ability to handle the infections, but cancer as well. I mean, one reason we have the epidemic of cancer, if you have a normal immune system, your body can handle the cancer cells. And if you're taking proper vitamins and minerals and eating right, many times people will recover spontaneously. But this is not allowed to be mentioned here in the United States. They never mention how important vitamin D3 is in cancer prevention and even certainly in maintaining normal immunity. And they really do intend to kill off most of the people in the world. We need to let the public realize that there really are people who want to kill off over 90% of the population. If they don't believe it, go to Elberton, Georgia, see their monument there, and then ask yourself, why is it that nobody knows about it? How could you have that monument there? And 60 Minutes in 2020 and all these other datelines, they never tell you about the secret society that put it up. What are your thoughts? How would you respond to George, Debbie?
Well, you know, it's really important to understand that science should trump passion and politics. But you've got this pursuit of planetics, this deep ecology, and it's the idea of assigning human blame for catastrophic warming of the planet, and it's considered to be settled science, which in fact, of course, it is not. And I don't think the people with the agenda could care less whether it's global warming or global freezing or whatever the problem is. What they want to do is introduce introduce an element of fear, because now planet preservation trumps the traditional call to Earth conservation, and populations are subservient in the green mindset to other life, i.e. animals and trees and saving the whales and all of that. So human life, again, is diminished and put down, expendable, and will be expended. Will be removed.
And I've seen...
Go ahead, George.
I've seen the Georgia Guidestones. Elberton, Georgia is where limestone is, a lot of it is used. And a bunch of people went up there with spray paint and really damaged that thing. I was so pleased. I put a smile on my face and a tear in my eye when I seen that. They totally spray painted it.
Well, basically, Chris, I think the most important thing is to keep that thing up there so that people can understand there really are secret societies. These societies have laid out a plan, and rather than deface it, I want everybody to go to see it and understand there really are evil and wicked people in the world who hate humanity. And those Ten Commandments written there in eight different languages are certainly the Ten Commandments from the dark side. So,
Doc, there's one more thing.
Okay, go ahead.
If you Google cancer is fungus, there's a YouTube with two doctors and talking, and one of them's from Italy. He's an oncologist, and he shows how he treats tumorous cancers with bicarbonate of soda and water, and he shows the videos of it before and after, so you can actually see the cancer go away. And we won't use that here because there's no way they can make money on bicarbonate of soda and water. But cancer is fungus. Check it out on YouTube. It's an amazing video.
Well, I think it's a lot more things than fungus, but it certainly people can go there and evaluate for themselves. I think, Chris, a lot of cancers are produced by viruses. Certainly
sure.
They introduced a cancer-producing virus in the Sabin polio vaccine back in the 1960s, and when they knew the cancer virus was there, they continued disseminating the polio vaccine. Why would you do something like that? Well, they said that, we didn't want to waste all that vaccine. If you believe that, you believe everything, Anyway, thanks very much for calling, Joy.
Thank you, sir.
I think that what we need to do is let people know that there are people who really want to harm our children, and they're wicked and evil people, and they've got themselves in key positions in the CDC and the NIH and the FDA and in key government position, U.S. Public Health Service, because that's where they can do the most damage. And they know they're hurting our children. Almost one in 60 or 70 boys now is autistic. Their lives are destroyed. And we need to hammer away. They hate our children. Why don't the doctors do the research if we've got the government documents to prove that they know that thimerosal is dangerous? The Simpson would report. Congressman Burton's report to Congress in 2003, totally suppressed by the controlled media in America. If we get people to understand the media is controlled, we get them to understand there really is a plan to harm our children. I just hope and pray there are enough of parents who still have their mental faculties enough to be outraged. We should all be outraged. Cindy, do you ever deal with subjects like this on your program, Deborah?
Well, yes, and just consider somebody like Margaret Sanger, who is lauded as a heroine, so to speak, of Planned Parenthood. But she was right at the core of, bringing forth ideas of coercive sterilization of Jews and Christians and black people as inferior race. I mean, that is just outrageous, and yet she is a heroine and a perpetrator of the culture of death as we know it today and as we talked about earlier.
Well, one of the most incredible things is the fact that the blacks in America have been targeted. This is why, of course, Planned Parenthood put most of their clinics in the black areas, and where Margaret Sanger even talked about targeting blacks for as far as abortion. But it goes far deeper than that. The AIDS epidemic is planned to target blacks. And certainly, if you look at the statistics from the CDC, you'll find that almost, not completely, but almost half of the people who've contracted HIV in America and eventually developed AIDS and died. Almost half of them are black. Almost half of the people who currently have AIDS or HIV disease in America and will die in the future, and there's over a million of them, are blacks. Does anybody ever ask why that happened? Well, very simply, this disease is genetically designed to kill blacks, and they know what they're doing. And if you don't believe that, you go to the report by the Project for the New American Century. We have this available. It's covered in my latest DVD, where they talk about engineering society. We'll be right back.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Deborah Ray. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. 259-5791. And certainly we look forward to talking to you if you'd like to give us a call. But Deborah, certainly, as we see what's unfolding today, certainly we're talking about targeting blacks, and simply one of the great tragedies of modern times is what's happening to Washington, D.C., where they have the lowest SAT scores anywhere in the country. In other words, lowest learning accomplishment, the highest crime rate. That's why Washington, D.C. is the murder capital of the world. Now, why is that happening? Well, they say, it's because it's predominantly black population. What they never mention is they poison the children there. And, of course, they put chloramine in the water, and chloramine is a chloride compound that pulls the lead out of the pipes there so that lead level of the blood, the children's blood, is in blacks, it's about increased six times. And they've also had hydrofluosilicic acid, which also pulls the lead out of the pipes and increases the level of lead in the blood of those children. Now, lead produces metal deficiency. It produces criminal activity and raids. Is it any wonder that Washington, D.C., where they poisoned the black children, is the murder capital of the world with the lowest SAT scores anywhere in the nation? This is certainly covered in some of Dr. Roger Masters' work for Dartmouth. He, of course, he's looked at it all across the country, and wherever, of course, they've used the hydrofluorosilicic acid to fluoridate the water, why, of course, the level of lead has gone up. It goes six times higher in increases 600% in black children, only doubles in white children. Why would they do something like that, Deborah? They know this. This is the largest study ever done. The blood of 450,000 children. No question they're poisoning the children, specifically the blacks. Why would they do something like that?
Well, Jacob A. Schiff was the son of the rabbi, and on behalf of the Rothschild-financed Illuminati, one of his missions in the United States was to create minority group strife throughout the nation, especially racial strife. And if you look at the scripture in the eschatological discourse, it talks about ethnos against ethnos, so races against race. And Schiff's group organized the Anti-Defamation League to serve as kind of a Gestapo for the entire plan or conspiracy, as we have come to know it to be. And there have been numbers of stimulants to get ethnos against ethnos and create the chaos again that will result in forced order or the New World Order.
Well, they certainly be doing a pretty good job of it. I'm amazed that the blacks aren't more incensed. They have every right to be. What even bothers me more is the whites don't have the courage to speak up in defense of our black brothers and sisters.
Yes, indeed. And then there's so much foolishness that's going on in terms of reparations and things of this order. It's bypassing the real issues that you've pinpointed, Dr. Stan, that should certainly outrage all of us.
Well, what can be done? Is there anything that can be done about this? How are we going to reach the people? And these are things that we try to do all the time. Do you have any thoughts how we can get people to understand that this really agenda of wickedness?
Yes. Well, we can't. Many people will tend to scoff at it, and we know from Scripture that at the time of Noah this happened, and it wasn't in their best interest at all. We can join the movement and become deluded and deceived by it or beat it down, which is really not very helpful, because this thing will come by consensus or conquest, as we understand Scripture and as we understand the resolve of people who are behind it. So it's very important that we come to recognize it, I believe, from a spiritual perspective, that we are in the world and not of it. There are evil powers, evil forces, but greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. We need a spiritual revival, in my view, Dr. Stan. We need people to understand that we are compelled to use the cosmos or the world order for godly purposes without overusing it, without relying wholly on it, that we might restrain and hold back the floodwaters of deception and darkness by prayer, submission to God, upholding His Word, and living the Christ life.
Well, I agree with you totally, Debbie. I want to thank you so very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you so very much for being here, and we look forward to having you on Radio Liberty sometime real soon.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. It was a real pleasure.
And say hello to Sharon for me.
Will do.
God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless.
All right,
you.
Fine. Well, I hope you enjoy our program with Deborah Ray and all of the things that we discuss here. We need your help to help getting this information out. The swine flu is a very mild disease. What you have to fear is the vaccine. We know over in Europe why apparently German cabinet, according to a recent report, the people in the German cabinet all got immunized for swine flu, but they didn't use the adjuvanted vaccine to be used in Europe. They brought in the American vaccine. And when the German people heard it, they were incensed. Gee, I wonder why. We know that a lot of people, the nurses over in Switzerland who took the adjuvanted vaccine, have gotten very ill, and at least one of the nurses died. And more people are beginning to be concerned about the vaccines, and they should. The vaccines are being used to destroy our children. You need, of course, to get my the new 4-CD set, the swine flu epidemic, We have certainly the new vaccine update 2009. We have the DVD called Mercury Autism and the Global Population Program. It comes with a CD-ROM that has literally thousands of pages of documents on this subject, proving that the government knows the swine flu. Find me that the vaccines are dangerous, that thimerosal is dangerous. And we have now the congressional report, that's what we call it, certainly it's the congressional report put in the congressional record by Dan Burton back in 2003, totally suppressed by the controlled media. We have, of course, the National Security Memorandum 200, came out of Henry Kissinger's signature, talking about the major thrust of American foreign policy, population control. We have the Simpson-Wood Report. It's available from Radio Liberty. You can order it. We want you to get this information. We want you to start showing it to others. We want you to get your doctors to read it. Ask them how they can justify this. If they tell you there's no mercury in the vaccines, in the H1N1 vaccine, well, there is none in the single shot, but in the multi-shot vial there is. Just if they say that there's none in the multi-dose vial, wager them $20 that they're wrong, and then of course you look at the package insert, and it'll say it contains thimerosal, which is ethyl mercury. Then ask them, doctor, how could it be you're giving something you don't even know what's in it? Do you know about the government certainly findings when they investigated this? Do you know the CDC said it's harmful and we can't let the public know? You have an obligation, doctor, not to hurt your patients if you believe in the Hippocratic Oath. The information is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because America, our children, are under attack today, and there really are people who want to hurt our children. So, certainly you need to get the book, Vaccines, Are They Safe and Effective? You want to get my last newsletter, and of course the new one will be coming out here very, very soon. You need to get the information, and you need to help us get the truth out. The truth that you're not going to get through other channels. So remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. You'll certainly want to get Russell Blaylock's great DVD, Vaccines and Brain Development. Vaccines and Brain Development, Dr. Abe's DVD. The Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda comes with a free CD-ROM included with the thousands of pages of government documents and files. They know they're poisoning our children, and they don't care. In fact, they have an agenda. They want to destroy our children. That's even more frightening, because there are really wicked and evil people out there who hate America. Do you know a better way to destroy a great nation than to destroy the children? We'll be back here in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
You're listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion and delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And well, of course, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, who keeps us abreast, certainly on Mondays, of what's going on in the world. And my goodness, it was good news. I had to drive one of the guests to our conference at Ashley Moat to the up to San Francisco this morning. I had the opportunity of hearing the commentators on CBS coming home, and they tell me that all of the experts, all of the economists, who incidentally missed the last downturn, but they're all optimistic now, and they're sure things are going to get better, and they're almost to the man, you know, they're convinced we're in a recovery phase. They never mentioned this is the jobless recovery. How could you have a recovery when there are no jobs, which means that there are no businesses, the businesses are contracting, Bob? How can you be in a recovery when there are no jobs and jobs continue falling?
Well, as they say, it's magic.
In other words, figures don't lie, but liars can figure. And when all the economists say something, why, you better really be ready to run to the exit.
And you're absolutely correct. And this is the strange world that we live in. I was noticing today James Galbraith, the economist at the University of Texas. He's the son of John Kenneth Galbraith, who is now deceased, was a famous economist. And he said that the Fed has no right to ban anybody from finding out what they're doing and where the money's going. And James' brother was in counterintelligence with me, and he worked in the State Department and for the CIA most of his life. And he was working with the UN over in Afghanistan to check out the elections, and the UN wanted to whitewash the thing, and he said, no, he said the elections are rigged, so they fired him, as if he could care less. But and he was also a very close friend of Benazir Bhutto, who was whacked by the CIA, actually by Blackwater, and because she said Bin Laden's dead, and that didn't quite cut with the with the insiders, because it spoils their terrorism show.
And, of course, the last thing that they would ever want the American people to know is that Bin Laden had been dead for many years. But, of course, we got to have a boogeyman. He's as good as anybody. Looks about as sinister as he possibly can. And of course, they keep coming up with those, certainly the videos from the grave. And then he sends these messages by television from the grave. And we know they're accurate because the CIA, which created and financed Bin Laden, and I'm sure I always felt that they had killed this fellow Azam, who was actually leading the Al Qaeda, formed it, but they got rid of him so they could put their boy Bin Laden in. But he's been dead. I mean, he said he had the dialysis of his kidney. There was no way he could exist in a cave, and he's been dead. But he's the closest thing to eternal life, or maybe he came back from the dead. Who knows? But Mrs. Bhutto said, and I've heard that interview with her on Gordon Frost, saying, yeah, he's been dead for some time. And the next thing we know, she's dead, just accidentally killed. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
During World War II, millions suddenly found their lives in peril. One of those, 11-year-old Harold Gordon, as recounted in his book, The Last Sunrise, faced Auschwitz's horrors. This is Elizabeth Border from GCN's The Divided Kingdom, heard at 7 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday, on WWCR 5.070 MHz, Tuesday 6 p.m. Central, Friday 7 p.m. Central. Once, Harold Gordon's life was spared by bartering gold. Lou Blanchard and I bought gold and silver from Midas Resources years before we became GCN radio hosts. We like the fact that unlike some radio offers that hold the gold for you, Ted Anderson's Midas Resources sends it right to your front door. Lou and I hope you'll protect your family with even a few gold coins. Call 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Chris, Bob was just saying that the fellow Bukowski, who is the sort of the inspector general for, you know, what's going on financially, and he says the American taxpayer on the hook for $23 trillion. And, of course, where's the money coming from? Well, they'll just create it out of nothing. And as the more money they print with nothing behind it, why, the less our currency is worth. Little wonder most of the countries throughout the rest of the world are trying to get out of the dollar. So what's the next move, Bob? Certainly, we hear a lot about maybe forming some sort of a new international monetary unit based upon maybe gold, maybe based upon oil, maybe a combination of gold and oil, or gold and oil and a basket of currencies. But what's that going to do to all those reserves that the other countries in the world are holding their wealth in? I mean, they're holding it in dollars. I would think that if they thought the dollar was going to cease being the reserve currency, they'd want to unload their money just as fast as they could before everybody else tries to get out through the exit. And so doing, all that money will come home here in a hurry and simply rapidly erode the value of everybody's life savings. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think the power behind government wants the dollar lower. I think they're ready to jettison it. And they're doing it slowly, somewhat imperceptibly to most of the American public. And you'll see days like today where it was up a half a point on the USDX. But I don't think they're going to get much mileage because, you know, you're dealing with a market in foreign exchange that's $4.25 trillion dollars a day. And about half of that's in U.S. dollars. So I defy anybody to try to rig that market for more than a day or two. And so they're going to have a hard time doing that. I expect that we would have had a shot at 7118 to 7200 on that index, which is six major currencies versus the dollar on a weighted basis. And if not by the end of October, we'll see it before the end of the year. And it'll probably fiddle around there and do a rally back to 76 or 8, and then turn around and retest again, and then probably go lower. Eventually, I think it's going to go to somewhere between 40 and 55. Had a high of 124, and it turned early in May at 85.5. Downward. As far as the new currencies are concerned, number one, I think that we're going to have a dollar devaluation. I think it's a year and a half to two away. It'll be official. And I think that the U.S. government will also default in their debt. But it won't be unilateral. It will be a meeting like the Smithsonian meeting in the early 70s of the Plaza Accord in 1985 in Paris, or the Louvre in Paris in 1987. So I think that they'll have a meeting. It'll be all set up ahead of time. And the currencies will all be revalued and devalued against one another. And there will be a two-thirds write-down of debt on all debtors, leaving one-third of the debt to be paid. I think simultaneously the U.S. government will devalue the dollar, three old ones for one new one. And I think that those things will all come together at that time. I think it'll cause great consternation. I think that we're going to see perhaps a bank holiday. People will rush to get their money out of the banks. They'll probably close them for a while. And that's why I tell subscribers, have $5,000 in your safe at home in small bills and with your gold and silver coins and your weapons. And get your money out of banks. Keep only 3 months' supply for operating purposes, 6 months for a business. And you should have freeze-dried and dehydrated foods, a water filter, and a method of defending your family. And those are the basic tenets. If you have extra money, you want to buy gold, extra money, or money that you want to keep its value, you would buy gold and silver coins and shares, taking delivery of the coins, unless, of course, you have them in a IRA, which you can't do unless you pay the taxes and the penalty if you're under 59 and a half. And so that's the tact I think most people should take. I see gold going up to a minimum of $3,000 an ounce. And if it reflects real inflation since 1980, then it'll go to $6,700 an ounce.
Well, I noticed that in your last report you made something, a remark just very casually of one line saying that you thought in 3 weeks that gold might begin moving up rapidly. Do you still feel that way, and why? Why or why not?
Well, I do, because it's broken out, and it's in a reverse head and shoulders pattern, which is, if not the most, one of the most and important technical formations. And usually you get a spike. Of course, we get the United States government fighting it all the way, but it's broken out along with silver and the HUI. The HUI, the unleveraged prime quality gold and silver shares in an index. And so I think that this rally here to go to 1,200 to 1,250 and then race up to 1,650. And the next, and that could happen by next June or before, pretty easily. The next thing would be 2,500 to 3,000, could be before the end of next year. So, you know, it's hard to tell. There's a lot of things going on today. We have the Chinese put. The Chinese are big buyers of gold and silver, and the Indians are too. And there's a new resurgence by their governments for people to get rid of dollars and buy those hard assets. And it's very, very powerful what's going on. And the U.S. government can now only manipulate the market for a few days. It looks like we have, if not the largest, one of the largest short positions by commercials in the history of the comics and gold. The commercials are banks, essentially. And like we saw today, gold went down. And I forecast this last week. Gold fell 1350 to 1042 in the spot market. It'll probably be down another $4 or $5 tomorrow. And why is that? Well, there's two things. This is very short term. Number one, the gold options expire tomorrow, so the commercials, which are the banks, manipulate the market downward so that they can have the least amount of options finish in the money. And so every month they do the same thing. The CFTC stands there and does nothing, and they loot the public. And so that's going on today and probably tomorrow morning. And after the options close, gold will stabilize, and then gold will move up probably on Thursday and Friday, but ever so slightly. I don't expect a big move. The big move, bigger move will come next week. There's another event that's going on this week, and that is the $182 billion offering of bills and notes by the U.S. Treasury. And when you have an auction like that, you want two things to be going on. You want the dollar to be firm or higher, and you want gold and silver and commodities to be lower. And that's exactly what happened today. The market was totally rigged. They try to get the Dow Jones, et cetera, up, but they were unsuccessful. It fell. But this is the kind of thing that's going on every single day in the market, manipulation. And I'll tell you, when this is over with, there's going to be trials for these people, and hopefully some of them will be tried for treason and hung, because they are still stealing trillions of dollars from the American public.
Well, you've commented in the past, you really were fearful that many of that our central bank, the European, at least the English central bank, really don't have the gold that they claim they do. Is there any additional proof, one way or the other, to verify or certainly to prove that that contention is wrong?
Well, none of the central banks will tell you what they got. So you have to assume they have very little or nothing. And the IMF allows banks, central banks, which have lent gold to bullion banks like J.P. Morgan Chase, they have allowed them to hold on their books the lease gold as having the gold, when in fact the gold has been sold, and all they're going to get back is dollars.
And increasingly worthless dollars at that. We're going to be back in just a moment here with Bob Chapman. We'll welcome your calls, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, Bob Chapman, the International Forecast. If you're out there, you got a question for him. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's Bob's contention. And I suspect he is absolutely correct. Certainly the United States and Great Britain, which are supposed to have gold holdings, really don't have them. And they've simply sold them off, and they've sold them off to the people who really control our central bank. And, of course, that would be in the United States to the Rockefeller interest and their friends, and in Europe to the Rothschild interest and their friends, as they are accumulating massive amounts of gold with worthless paper. That's the greatest scam in the world. Well, if you're out there and you have a question, 1-800-544-8927, or 464-8295. Well, the market didn't look very good today, and certainly it's about time for it to drop, isn't it, Bob?
It's about time for us to what? You cut out.
Oh, I'm sorry, for the market to go down. Certainly they've artificially inflated the market.
More and more experts, there'll never be a majority, believe me, but more and more experts are coming out and saying, look, this market is 40% overpriced, and they're certainly right, if not more. And I think what will happen is that the market will go down over the next year, maybe even much sooner, and test 6,600, and it's not going to hold. It'll go down to 55 or 5,000, and it'll eventually get down to somewhere between 2,800 and 4,200. And that's if we're fortunate. If the whole thing falls apart, then I think what we're going to do is hit lower numbers than that. I mean, this whole financial system's coming down. And if you listen to this, don't take action and do the things we've told you to do, you're going to be up the creek without a paddle.
Well, certainly, if the market were to fall that far, it would wipe out a lot of the insurance companies, it would wipe out a lot of the pension funds. It would certainly wipe out a lot of the money that the municipalities have, you know, put aside to pay pension funds. In fact, my concern is that an awful lot of the people, you know, working for the government are going to end up being totally impoverished one way or the other. Municipalities are having difficulty. They're having to lay out people. The states are having difficulty and having to lay out people. And so they're just having to cut vital services. And suddenly, instead of cutting the planning commission and the people are harassing their people, they're saying, oh, give us more money or we're going to cut the police and fire department. Your homes are going to burn. It's going to be your fault. Do you think the people are stupid enough to go along with that? Or are they going to say, why don't you cut the bureaucracy? Why don't you cut those big fat pensions that you voted for all the government employees? Much better than anything we'll ever get. Well, let's go to George, who's calling us here on his cell phone. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, George. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks, Doc. How are you?
Doing fine. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes. I'd like to ask Bob a question, and I know that Bob, I've listened to him on several different shows, and I was hoping he could answer this question. This has to do with GCN. Here in Rochester, New York, at 9 o'clock on Saturday mornings, we used to listen to a fellow named Pat Kiley, who's an economist and I think owns a currency arbitrage company. And I was wondering if Bob could tell us what happened to him. He's been off the air for 2 months.
Well, I hope you're not... But go ahead, Bob.
First of all, he wasn't an economist. And second of all, he owned a company, actually several companies. And the people that he was associated with and himself are responsible for the disappearance of $200 million. The FBI and the Securities Exchange Commission and the CFTC, the Commodity Futures Trading Corporation, investigated the matter and turn it over to the U.S. Department of Justice, called the Attorney General's Office. And they are going to have a grand jury hearing in Minneapolis sometime in the near future because the people won't cooperate with the government in any way. And I would think in a grand jury investigation that it would be a fishing expedition to see what they can find out before they bring formal criminal charges.
Well, what about the people, though? Are they going to get their money back?
Not so far.
Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, right here at Radio Liberty.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $40. $38 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Never know about, and suddenly we get that.
Hold that,
well, really
hold that thought for just a moment. We had Bill calling from Michigan, and basically he asked about a fellow named A.J. Griffith, I think it is.
A.C. Griffith,
and he's got some of going on to all sorts of radio programs, coming up with talking about how they borrowed money so they could suddenly disrupt the Russian economy. Now they want to get their money back. And Bob, I think, answered it very well, where he said, I just don't know about that. There are a lot of things being said out there that may or may not be true. Would that be a fair appraisal, Bob?
Right. And, you know, there's a lot of people who have started to copy people like myself and others who have been at the forefront of this thing. They just figure out what we're talking about and how they can present it and make themselves look good and sell books or whatever they do. And we're starting to see more and more of that. And, you know, everybody's got a little thing like, well, we have this secret information and we know that on such and such a date, this, that, and the other thing's going to happen, and this is why. And it sounds good. But more often than not, it's not correct.
Okay, Bill, I think we're going to have to say a definite maybe. How's that?
Yeah, sure. And what he did cite was some lawsuit, a guy named Watanabe or something, $4.5 trillion intercepted. We'd have to look and see.
That story's been going around for 6 years.
Right. Okay, fine. Well, if there's any truth to it, it'll come out. If there's not, why, it'll die a normal death. Let's hope it does. Okay. Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464. Our guest is Sunday Bob Chapman. If you have a question or comment, give us a call. And again, before we go on, Bob, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get the copy of the International Forecast or subscribe to it. The information in it is fascinating. Cindy, I know a number of our guests do subscribe, and they will call me and tell me the latest thing in Bob Chapman's International Forecast, or I take it. I read it, Chris, twice a week when it comes out, and believe me, it gives you a thorough overview of what's going on. And I can tell you one thing for certain. We are in real trouble. The America that existed is not going to exist again. It was totally based upon a fraudulent monetary system, and it worked very well for a time. But they decided to pull the plug on this. They are going to get back to some sort of a currency with value behind it. The powers that be have actually certainly purchased, I believe, most of the gold because they understand the golden rule. Those who have the gold rule and some of the major families in this world have bought gold with worthless money while people were so entranced with this idea that, oh my goodness, you know, we're going to make a lot of money by selling our gold, and one day they're going to find that that gold is worthless. And if you want to understand what's going on today, I think that one of the best sources of information is an essay that was written in 1966 by a young man named Alan Greenspan. You can find it on the Internet. The title of the essay is Gold and Freedom. Get it, read it. Now, of course, it's contained in my Financial Armageddon syllabus. You can get it on the Internet, though. Of course, you ought to get the syllabus in my talk to understand what is going on. But Gold and Freedom by Alan Greenspan. Bob, would you like to comment on the essay? Would you like to get your telephone number and information out? And again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, if you'd like to talk to Bob Chapman. Go ahead, Bob.
The international forecaster is about business, finance, economic, social, and political issues all over the world. We publish by Internet on Wednesdays and Saturdays, usually around 40 pages each time. And we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the Internet. If you'd like to get a free introductory copy, you can go to one of three places. Our site, theinternationalforecaster.com. That's the international, F-O-R-E-C-A-S, Internet. I lost it. The International, FORECASTER.com. Email, BOB at INT, FORECASTER.com. That's Bob at Inforecaster.com. Or you can call toll free 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right, and Chris, the one reason I love to talk to Bob, he's the only person I know who agrees with me that everything that's going on today is an intentional effort to destroy our economy and impoverish our people. Once you understand that, it all begins to make sense. Well, again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And let's go to Mary, who's calling from upstate New York. Hi, Mary. How you doing?
Hi, great. How are you all doing?
Doing fine.
I just have a question about global warming. Do you think they're telling us any truth at all about that?
Bob, you want to answer that?
There's two sides to it, so there's two theys.
Okay.
And the people who are talking about global warming creating all the problems that it is a total scam and has been from the very beginning. And now we find it's a method to tax people. And, of course, Stan and I knew this 25, 30 years ago, but most people didn't. And so here it is, and they want to increase taxes by 20%. You have the Copenhagen meeting coming up, which I think the president may not attend because he's got so many problems. And I think what they're going to try to do is not only implement taxes for global warming in an agreement, not a treaty. That's the way they evade the law. And they'll tax us under that treaty as well and take our sovereignty away. It everywhere through the document, if you read last Saturday's International Forecaster, you'd find the tape, the interview with Lord Markton, who had read the thing and said that it's, you know, the whole thing's all about one world government. And so that's what they're after, and global warming is a lame excuse.
Does that answer your question, Mary?
Well, I do have one more. You've heard of John Moore?
I haven't heard of him. What about you, Bob?
No, I haven't.
Okay, he's claiming that they've been lying to us that the global warming isn't going to happen, well, in 2017 to 2040 or 50, but it's going to happen, like, within the next 6-8 months to a year and a half. and that everybody's moving. The Vatican's moved their stuff. Walmart's moving. Everybody's moving to the Ozarks. So
it's going to be awful crowded there, you know, when they move the Pope and all those people to the Ozarks. So,
but would Navy intelligence do that kind of a lie and get their people out of harm's way if it wasn't really going to happen?
Absolutely. I mean, there are all sorts of things that they're putting out on the Internet that are simply to get you scared to death. Now, there's a lot of things to be scared of. But we are being manipulated by this expert or that expert. Global warming is a fraud. Why do they call Greenland Greenland? Why? Because 1,000 years ago it was green. And then we went into a period of global warming up until about, global cooling until about 1600. Then we started a global warming again. It all has to do with the sun. It has nothing to do with CO2. CO2 is a global gas. Do you have any idea how much CO2 there is in the atmosphere? Well, don't believe it. If you need to get the information on global warming, we've got a number of excellent DVDs on it. Just call our 800 number. Get those. We've got a number of excellent books, a number of 4-tape sets. It is all a lie. But a lie told often enough will come to be believed. And believe me, Cindy, it's all about carbon credits, and Al Gore stands to make $1 billion. Do you think that he's really an altruist? If he believes in global warming, why does he have such a big house? He uses 10 times more energy than us common people. Why does he have an SUV? Why does he fly all over the world in his own private jet if he really believes in global warming? Thanks very much for calling, Barry. Let's go to Gordon calling from Aptos. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Gordon. How are you doing?
Hi. Dr. Stan, you know, Al Gore actually has a jet fleet. He doesn't have just one jet. He has 3 jets of various sizes, including up to the largest Gulfstream available. And he has 5 homes, and every one of his homes, even ones that he's retrofitted with solar panels and insulation upgrades, every one of them uses many times in excess of a normal home. So he should get the prize for being the world's number one hypocrite right off the top. Dr. Stan, the reason I called is, have you heard of this movie that's going to be released November 6th called Collapse?
I don't know anything at all about it. Do you have any knowledge about it, Bob?
No.
All right. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it, Gordon?
Well, it's an investigative reporter who was and I vetted his credentials. He actually published them and stuff because he's being fun as a whack job. But he's an investigative reporter who was a LAPD detective since 1970. And he also worked for the DEA, and he had CIA ties. And he was actually pretty much told to force to leave LAPD in the middle 80s. Because he kept harping on the fact that he saw the CIA bringing in narcotics.
You're not talking about Michael Rupert, are you?
Who?
What's this reporter's name?
I can't remember.
Because it sounds very much like the story of Michael Rupert. These were all the things he was doing.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
And he was an LAPD cop?
Right. He was now, and he, of course, got into trouble because the CIA tried to recruit him to help them, and then he found out that the CIA was actually bringing in the drugs. And so it sounds like Michael Rupert. It's a movie about Michael Rupert, it'd be fascinating, because the last thing I heard, he was living in hiding in Canada because they tried to kill him.
He is living in hiding, and the movie actually stuns Sundance Festival, where it was snuck in. The movie is 82 minutes of mostly the back of his head. However, you do get to see his face, and because his face is well known, in a brick building that he's living in, And he recounts in his last 15 or years or so, he's really done a lot of investigating and reporting undercover, and he is predicting and explaining why we're going to have a financial collapse and it's engineered, just like you said.
Well, we'll have to wait and see when it comes out, but thank you very much. Appreciate your call.
Yeah.
All right, fine. Let's go to CJ from Nashville, because I don't know. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know we're going to have a financial collapse. Hi, CJ. How are you doing?
Okay, doctor. How are you doing?
Doing just fine. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes. I was wondering if your guest has delved into this FEMA coffin situation. There are stockpiles of these things in states across the country, upwards of perhaps a few million, and I was just interested in his views on that, why these coffins would be stockpiled in geographical areas in such huge quantities.
All right, fine. Well, we keep hearing these rumors that they have all these coffins. Do you know anything at all about it? Is that just a lot of hype, or is there something to it, Bob?
Well, it's also the body bag syndrome, too. And quite frankly, personally, I don't know. We've heard a number of reports, and I can't verify any of them. Can you, Stan?
No, I really can't. But I wouldn't. It may or may not be true. So unless I can prove it, I'm not going to put it out. If it could be true, I wouldn't put it past them. I do believe that there is a population control agenda where they intend to kill off the majority of the people. Under one guise or another, and I know that because I've been to the Georgia Guidestones. I've studied population control, and they are in the process of killing off the blacks in Africa. That's why they outlawed DDT. And we know that because certainly the co-chairman of the Club of Rome actually wrote about that and said the reason we have to outlaw DDT is because there are too many people, you know, and it's stopping the malaria. We know that AIDS is a genetically created disease that targets blacks, and that's why here in the United States, almost half of the people who have already died of AIDS and almost half of the people who have AIDS are all black. How could that be when they only make up 13% of the population? Why they've been
targeted. Not even that much. It's 12%.
Right.
Because their percentage is dropping because of the illegal immigration from Spanish-speaking countries.
Right. So, anyway, so I don't really know anything about the body bags, the coffins. I've heard the stories, but I don't want to comment when I don't know something for true. It could be. Why don't we give them a definite maybe? How'd that be, Bob?
I think that's more than fair.
All right, fine. Why don't you go ahead and sort of wrap up the program for us?
Well, I think once this week is over that the stock market should continue to correct downward, probably in a slow manner. Maybe 50 points here, 100 points there. And I think that gold and silver will pop right back again. There's a good chance that we could go to 12.50 by the end of the year. And we're having lots of help from the Chinese and the Indian. And so next year we got a great shot at 16.50, and then perhaps 2,300 to 3,000. And that would just reflect official inflation over the period since 1980. And so I think that's the direction we're going in. But this has got a long way to go.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up today's program.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants, contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Thanks so much.
See you this evening. Bye-bye.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and hope you enjoy our program with Bob Chapman. Somebody called in about a new movie coming out. It's called Collapse. It's going to come out November 5th. And is put out by Michael Moore. And who is it talking about? A man named Michael Rupert, who I know, I've talked to him many times. And his story, he's hiding in Canada because they tried to kill him. And it's a fascinating story. May well be worthwhile. I usually don't like Michael Moore. But, you know, at least he's enough of a renegade to put out a story. And it's an amazing story of a man who tried to get the truth out about what's going on in America today. And, of course, the FBI had people planted in his office. His best friend was an FBI agent. They tried to kill him, and now he's hiding in Canada. So look forward to seeing Michael again. Michael Rupert is the hero. Anyway, could these things really happen? Yes, if you don't believe it. I have a 4-CD set on Deadly Assassins, interview with professional assassins hired by our government to kill people. We have the book Target Patton. Of course, it goes into the plan to kill General Patton in our 4-CD set on Deadly Assassins. You'll hear the man who tracked down the man who is paid to kill General Patton. This sort of thing goes on. I have another book by he was a 4-star Marine, a general who was actually recruited by the Harlan Cleveland to go to Japan to undermine General MacArthur. He wouldn't take the job, but a 4-star Marine general, his job was to undermine General MacArthur. This is what really goes on in the world, but you're not supposed to believe it. We've got a great 4-CD set on the murder of Martin Luther King. Ladies and gentlemen, they murdered Martin Luther King. James Earl Ray didn't do it. He was the patsy. They sent an innocent man to jail. How do we know? Because they had a trial. And, of course, at the trial, it was all the facts were brought out, a four-week trial. To this day, blacked out by the media, but you'll hear people who are at the trial. We got a four-CD set on the murder of Bobby Kennedy. Wasn't at all the way we've been told. We actually carried the DVD. Of course, it's entitled RFK Must Die, and the book entitled Who Killed Bobby? Who Killed Bobby? Things you're never going to see elsewhere. We've got certainly two four-tape sets and a DVD on the murder of John Kennedy. And they killed John Kennedy. Why? Because he thought he was the President of the United States. And ladies and gentlemen, let me suggest, I don't like Barack Obama. But I think we should all pray for his provision and protection. Because I think that his life is in jeopardy because he is certainly not going along with the establishment. And his murder, assassination at this time, would be a terrible blow to this country. So pray for President Obama and pray that he will come into a personal relationship with our Lord. So then there's so much more to the story. If you have not yet, you agreed or signed up to get a case of my books, The Brotherhood of Darkness. The book, which ordinarily markets for $12.95 a copy, you can get certainly 60 of them for $449.95, a pre-publication offer, and of course, once the offer is complete.